You also have to remember the fact that we are considering not just picking a team, but the best team we've ever had. We're going to have an awesome year. It's going to be the most exciting season. The schedule's going to come out soon. We get to see where we're going to be playing, who we're going to be playing. We get to start talking. I'm really pumping up that we're going to London this year, and we're going to be dancing on that field in the Metrodome for the last season ever. You're going to be that team that's going to be able to say that for the rest of your life. So you don't have time to just kind of market or kind of pretend or kind of do your best, but it's got to be the best that you've ever done, okay? And that's going to have to be during training camp, not just on finals night, because you do get a training camp score.
Week two of training camp is in the books for the 52 remaining women competing for one of the 35 coveted spots on the 2013 roster. But with the upcoming and all-important semifinals and final auditions ahead, there's plenty of pressure weighing on each of the candidates.
It's really scary seeing all the new girls coming in. They're so great. Every single year they get better, the new girls. So it makes the pressure really high, and that knowing that Tammy sees that as well, and no spot is guaranteed.
Training camp started in earnest last Monday and has gone straight through the past 2 weeks in an effort by the coaches to see who stands out, who handles the pressure, and who can rise to the occasion and step up their game. Who takes the constructive criticism and applies it during training camp and improves their skills during these busy 2 weeks.
It's not even just the impressing, it's the lacking. Because right now we're just looking for ways that we can find who are the very best team members and the best representatives. And so sometimes it's not just, come on, stand out, come on, bring it. It's also, ooh, you didn't bring it, or you missed something, or you're not taking what we're giving you for feedback and utilizing it and being coachable, or you're not interacting well with the team. You're too much independent as far as your relational aspect of being a team member. So we're watching everything right now, whether it's the good or the bad. And mostly we're just hoping for those people that rise above the rest, where it's just obvious, like, okay, that's the creme de la creme.
Camp isn't all about the dancing and how each candidate fares on the field each night. Coaches pay close attention to everything from their ability to work on a team to their interviewing and public speaking skills.
It's a job. It's a part-time job for them, so the schedule is demanding in addition to their real lives, whether they're mothers or college students or career women. They have to manage that life on top of this. In addition to, they have to be able to meet all of the demands of being able to be talented as a dancer, but they also have physical fitness as a component of being a team member. All the time and effort and energy it goes into looking their best as far as their glamour and their look goes. They have to keep up on team events and Viking events and NFL and public events within the community so that they can eloquently speak at functions representing the team. So there's lots of different capacities to their job, and they have to keep up on all of them.
The 52 candidates have done all they can to impress the judges with their dancing and public speaking over the past 2 weeks at the MVC training camp. Everyone must now turn their attention to the critical semifinal auditions on Sunday and final auditions at the Mall of America next week to secure their spot on the 2013 team.
These girls are feeling the pressure. They know what they'll be missing out on if they don't get that call on Wednesday the 24th and their photo doesn't show up on Vikings.com. I would probably say that our veterans are more nervous than girls coming in for the first time because they know what they'll be missing out on if they're not selected to the team.
I think we definitely need to focus on peaking at the right time. And I think Sunday and Tuesday are kind of the do or die moments, the moments where you have to leave it all out on the dance floor and show them that you're meant to be on the 2013 team.
Preparing each year for training camp, I think I start earlier and earlier. I think my rookie year, I didn't know as much what I was getting into and the expectations of what it took to be an MVC, and as I increase my years on the team, I understand and I appreciate that so much more, that I prepare so much more, but then with the preparation comes that much more anxiety of maybe not making the team and not being on 2013's MVC. So it's definitely a lot of stress.